When the Spirit of God comes upon us, we receive a supernatural gift and capacity that is not our own. And those supernatural gifts that God gives to us are intended for the building up of the body of Christ. We heard St. Paul's reading today about the description of each member of the body. And what's so very important for us, which we hear both in this first reading and the gospel, is how the people listened attentively to the word of Ezra in the first reading. And when Jesus unrolled the scroll, the Spirit of the Lord, meaning the Spirit of God, was upon him. When he spoke, they listened attentively and it impacted them. What's so important for us is that we learn to listen attentively to the gifts that God has given to each one of us. And the role that each of us has in the body of Christ of building up the church. St. Paul, of course, uses images to say there are certain positions that may seem more honorable, and there's some that might seem a lot less honorable. But notice how he builds up those that may seem less honorable to teach us how important they are. Being a mom, being open to life, bringing new life into the world, being a caregiver for those who are in nursing homes, caring for those who are ill, all the medical professionals. We think of all those who work so hard behind the scenes in very hidden, humble ways, and yet how they serve the well-being of us in our humanity, not just in a civil society, but also in a spiritual society. We live in a social society, a civil society, if you will, but we also live as a spiritual society because we are parts of the body of Christ. And God has a plan for each one of our lives. And you, like me, at times might feel, well, what do I have to bring? I don't have much to give for gifts, meaning our human gifts. In discerning our vocation, for example, which college, when you discern to get married or not to get married, if you're discerning priesthood, we're so blessed today to have five of the men helping at Mass who are seminarians, who are discerning the possibility of a call to God. Just as they must listen attentively to what God is calling them to, the same for each of us. To listen to the Word of God and how does it apply to you in your life as it applies to me in my life. You can look at me and say, well, obviously the Spirit of the Lord is with you, Bishop. Yes, through ordination, that's true. But I must also be very attentive to that Spirit so I can live out of the Spirit of God. And the only way that any of us can live in the Spirit of God is to be close to the heart of Jesus. Because the greatest of all, as we hear in St. Paul's reading, is the heart. The heart and the body is using that image, which is God's love. If we're not living in the love of God, getting close to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, getting close to God so that we can receive love, the love that comes from God that seeks the good of the others, that seeks what is just and right, true and good, that motivates us and inspires us just not on the natural level, but on the supernatural level, to offer prayers and sacrifices and good works that help others on the way to heaven and give glory and honor to God. You might be here tonight saying, I am the one that has the least amount to give of your natural gifts or supernatural gifts. But I invite you, all of us, to listen attentively to the way that the Lord looks upon us. Some might look upon my Uncle Donnie, who was so disabled all of his life, in a sense could never do anything to give back to society. In many ways, he gave back more than I might ever be able to give. Because the Spirit of God can do that. his many, many hours of prayers and sacrifices and accepting his very, very disabled condition and offering that to God and being at peace with it and praying for things for us, for the rest of the body of the church. I think of all of our beloved brothers and sisters, whether they're in disabilities, whether limited capacities, people as they age, our beloved brothers and sisters in the nursing homes, what tremendous gifts they have because they have to give up so much. But their prayers, their sacrifices, their offering, asking God to bring about good things in the world, in us, and to give glory and honor to Him in what seems like so little, but God takes and makes so big, so good. My brothers and sisters, as you reflect upon your own lives, your own natural and supernatural gifts, if you ask this question and have this sense, but what do I have to give? Let God show you what you have to give. And realize that even you might think it's so little that you have to give. Let the Lord be the judge of that. For He often, over and over in the scriptures, would take the lowliest and the little. Even our Blessed Mother would appear to the lowliest and the little because they would listen attentively. May we listen attentively to the dignity that is within us and give ourselves as best we have what little that might be, and let God bring about the great things He has begun in each of us.